Imagine this. You text your friend while they're off in another country. You're happy for them. They're out there exploring the world. But what if they never texted back? What if they never came home? What would you do?
Authorities are searching for a missing American teenager who went overboard during a trip to the Bahamas.
In Turkey, police are reportedly questioning 15 people in connection with the killing of a New York City woman there.
You're continents away. You can't jet back and forth on a whim.
A Connecticut woman has gone missing while hiking in Japan.
You don't speak the language. How are you going to ask for help?
Her friends, they miss her so much, and
I feel like she's still with us, but I'm not sure for how long.
Sadly, these international disappearances happen all too often, and the real challenge is not just keeping them in the spotlight, but getting an investigation started in the first place.
In Madrid, nobody had heard of this, and there's been very little on the local news. Why?
I think because the news doesn't want to say Madrid could have a killer running around.
I fell upon one of these cases of a world traveler and survivalist who vanished a few years back. But his story was different. There was a chilling message he left behind, suggesting that, despite the years, he could still be alive. I flew halfway around the world in search of answers. Hear what I found on Status Untraced. Find it on Apple Podcasts or Spotify.